Doctor Who, The Ouroboros Heart, written by Darren Jordan, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Kane Major as Guy Anwar, and Jacob Aldridge as the ebullient Zoutrino. Part 2.
Well, all the instruments read safe, but for the life of me, I can't figure out where we are.
So what else is new?
You mean, you usually don't know where you are?
Oh, don't listen to a word Guy says, Zoutrino. No, the TARDIS has been through a lot in the past few weeks. The time storm she weathered could have caused some damage, and there's no telling what might have happened as a result of all that nonsense we went through in your old realm. All in all, I think she needs a thorough servicing.
Excellent. Well, you get on with that, and Zoutrino and I will go outside and have a scout around.
Now, Guy...
You said yourself that it all reads safe, and I've got to start showing Zoutrino what it's all about sometime, don't I?
For myself, I would relish the opportunity to take some air. Not that the air in here is bad, mind, but I, for one, prefer to see a sky above me rather than a roof.
No, I can easily put a sky above you in here, Zoutrino. But yes, I understand what you mean. And I suppose some quiet while I work would be for the best. Just don't get into any trouble out there.
Who? Us? We'll be back before you know it.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Now, where's that sonic screwdriver?
This place seems bereft of life. I might well have left my sword back on your ship.
Oh, the TARDIS. Yes, I suppose you might have. In fact, perhaps you should leave your sword back on the ship from now on anyway.
But I thought there were often hazards on your journeys. When I saw fealty to you and the Doctor, I thought that you would need my sword to protect you.
Yes, well, the Doctor prefers to use his mind to find a way out of tricky situations rather than brute force. I don't think he'd really approve of you carrying a sword with you everywhere we go.
He has said no such thing to me.
And I don't think he ever would. It's not like that. You just sort of sense it after a while, when the Doctor approves of something and when he doesn't.
I have much to learn.
Oh, you'll get there in the end. Plus, I'm here to help train you up. Survival tips from one companion to another.
Companion? You say it like it is a title.
Oh, in a way, I guess it is.
And how did you become the Doctor's companion?
Answered a job in the paper. Complicated story, really, all wrapped up with some mysterious geezer that's chasing us. Still, no need for you to worry too much about that yet.
It is almost perplexing.
Isn't it just... The trick to it all is just to keep your eyes and ears open. You never know what information will be relevant later on. Oh, and fill your pockets with junk. You never know what junk will be useful later on. The Doctor does really well with that sort of thing.
I look forward to putting these lessons into practice.
Good. Excellent. I think this will go well. Extra pair of hands and all that. Just look out for the Doctor, okay?
Of course.
No, really, Zoutrino. This can be a dangerous game at times. If ever anything happens to me, look out for the Doctor for me, okay? He needs someone to watch his back.
I pledge it will be so.
That's the stuff. Well, I don't know that there's much point wandering around here anymore. If ever anything lived here, it's long gone to dust. This must be the deadest planet I've ever seen.
Have you noticed the sky?
Oh yeah, you get all sorts of colours with skies. That kind of pinky look is actually much more normal out there than the standard blue one you're used to.
Yes, I'm sure, but there is something else.
What's that?
There is light here, like day, but above us there is no sun.
Well, I hope. Oh, well done, Zoutrino. That's just the sort of observation that can mean the difference between life and death.
Thank you, it was nothing.
Not sure what it means here, but well spotted.
So back to the TARDIS, then?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, actually, let's not go back to the TARDIS yet. Let's go see what that was.
Sounded much like a great fire burning.
Or a controlled energy burst of some kind. Come on, it came from over the next hill.
Just like the church I attended as a boy. About 20 times as large.
You're right, it looks like a temple of some sort. The place is ruined. It's been 120,000 years old. It does show that there was life here once, though.
Guy, my friend, I believe there is life here still. Look.
He looks ancient.
From the look of him near to death. Come, we must make him comfortable.
No! Get away from me!
Easy, old man, we aren't gonna hurt you.
No unclean hand may touch me! I await the return of my god!
Religious man. We had best respect his wishes.
He's probably just delirious. We should help him. Get him back to the TARDIS. There are medicines in
him. No. I have seen this look before. A man of religion would sooner cut his own throat than let one he considers unclean to pollute his soul. The body dies in the end. All bodies die. But the soul, they say, is eternal. We would only cause this man suffering in his final moments if we gave him cause to believe he had polluted his soul.
You sound like you believe it yourself.
My beliefs are my own, Guy. But know you that in my own realm I have had much experience with the minds of those steeped in religion. I know what this man's reaction would be.
All right, all right, you're probably right. just doesn't seem right to stand back and not help someone in need.
My god will help me!
Won't you help the rest of this planet? What happened to you? Where are all the others of your race?
We all came to heaven together, but God embraced them first.
Where is your god, old man? Where do you look for him?
He comes. He comes.
Is that energy discharge we heard before? It's coming from somewhere in the temple.
Not only that, guy, but it seems to be coming closer.
My god, he's come!
What's that?
God, what is that?
Just watch it! Thanks, Lord! It broke me!
What was that thing? It looked like an angel.
I think it was a chronovore.
A what?
The doctor told me about them once. I have a few images on the TARDIS database. They live in the vortex, creatures composed of pure time. Whenever any of them have come out of the vortex, they've been regarded as gods. The doctor told me one of them was responsible for destroying Atlantis. But then he told me another story about Atlantis where... But that's not the point. The thing is, they're very dangerous, all-powerful. So far as we're concerned, they might as well be gods.
And you think that one means us harm?
You saw what it did to that old man. Ate him alive, aged him to dust in seconds, absorbed his life. Personally, I'd rather not stick around and see whether or not it plans to do the same to us.
So back to the TARDIS then.
Right, we have to warn the doctor and get off this rock as soon as possible.
But if we open this hatchway and go back outside...
It could be waiting for us, exactly. It's only lucky we stumbled across this entryway in the first place.
Guy, an idea occurs to me.
Yes?
This tunnel seems to lead further below the ground. Could there possibly be other exits? Perhaps closer to the TARDIS?
Quite possibly. It's worth a look, isn't it? Come on. Hey, Zaltrino, come and look at this.
What is it?
I think I've found some sort of power console. Maybe I can get us a bit more light from here if I just... There. Amazing. Who'd have thought this level of technology would be lying around down here? And in perfect working order, no less.
Well, upstairs, all we saw apart from rock was that old ruin.
Exactly. Something isn't quite right here. Hang on. This computer terminal over there. Let's see if we can activate it.
I fear that I can be of no assistance in such an enterprise. Only the book writers of my realm know how to operate such contrivances.
That's all right. I think I can manage it. No problem. Let's see if we can find a map of these corridors, if there is where you can. Yes! Check it out. There should be an entrance just behind where the TARDIS landed. We can follow this tunnel and be back there in no time.
That is good news indeed. Is there any further information about this place, about why it is here?
Should be. There's a full database here. It's just a case of finding the relevant parts. Oh yes, here we go. Apparently this is the planet Apraxa, fourth planet out from a red sun in the solar system designated Beta Capella.
But there was no red sun in the sky. There was no sun at all.
That's right. It seems the scientists of this world discovered that their sun's going to go supernova. They were looking for a way to move their entire planet out of harm's way. They mine the core of the planet, filling the inner Earth with tunnels lined with technology. They plan to pull out the whole of Apraxa out of harm's way.
Can such a thing be done?
They thought so at first, though, but they couldn't get it to move out of orbit. The gravity devices weren't strong enough. So they changed their research, looking for ways of... of moving the planet into another dimension.
Sounds even more far-fetched than the first idea.
Actually, their science has cracked the puzzle, and it all worked out.
Then what went wrong? Why are there no people left here?
In one of their experiments, a chronovore was brought into their world. People wanted to worship the creature and there was an uprising, the church against the scientists.
The church won.
Yes, but they chose to go ahead with moving the planet.
Yes?
Only for different reasons. They wanted to take the entire planet into the vortex so as to better worship the chronovores.
And did they?
They did. Oh no, you know what that means? That's where we are, we're still in the vortex! This whole planet must have been devoured by the chronovores, and there's nothing to stop them doing exactly the same thing to us. We have to get back to the TARDIS and out of here right now.
That last comment seems very prudent. This is a dead place and a dangerous one. Come, Guy, let us follow this tunnel with haste.
Yeah, and hope that nothing's between us and the TARDIS when we get out at the other end. Well, according to that map, this should be the exit. Just outside this hatch should be the place where we park the TARDIS.
Then why do we delay?
I had thought you most anxious to be gone from this place.
I am, believe me, I am. The hatchway seems to be jammed.
Jammed?
Oh, it won't open.
The earlier hatch was a little heavy as well. Perhaps if we both pushed together.
No, that's not it. I mean, yes, the earlier hatch, I needed you to help me open that, but this is different. It's not that this is heavy, it's more like it's locked.
Locked?
Sealed, pressurized, bolted. I don't think it's buried or anything, do you? The other side, I mean.
Well, I did not see a hatchway near us when we exited the TARDIS.
Then, according to the map we looked at, this hatch was meant to be behind the TARDIS, so there's no reason we should have seen it, is there?
I suppose not. The only way to find out is to try and force it and see.
Well, I certainly don't fancy walking all that way back to the other hatch and facing that chronivore again. But if we can't get out of here, that's our only alternative.
Perhaps we can cut our way through.
That's not a bad idea. What with?
Well, I have my sword.
Your sword?
The sharpest blade in all the land.
And against the dullest metal door in all the land, I'd say it's about as effective as a banana.
It's just a thought. It's hard to know what to suggest. I know little of these contrivances, as well you know.
I know, I know. Look, these sort of things usually have an entry code, like an electronic version of a door handle.
A square of glowing letters and numbers.
Maybe.
Look here, is this what we see?
Oh yes, exactly, the right thing.
Then we can leave now.
As long as the hatchway isn't buried on the other side, yes. Oh no.
What now?
The damn thing needs a specific key. A password of some type. Trust us to get the only working hatchway in this place blocking us just before we get back to the TARDIS. Just our luck.
Luck? Or fate?
Fate?
Guy, I have the strangest feeling, as though we are being led somewhere, as though this path has been set for us.
What on earth are you talking about?
Think about it. The fact that we just happened across that temple and the chronivore, that, as we needed it, we found a hatchway leading down here, an open hatchway with a helpful computer system inside, with a map showing us a safe path to where we wanted to go. Does it not seem a little too easy, Guy?
No, not really. Usually works that way for me and the Doctor everywhere we go.
I still can't help but feel that we've been led here, that beyond the hatchway is... something. Fate.
Well, nice though that theory is, there is one flaw. I can't get through that hatchway. Unless, of course, you just happen to be able to guess what password a bunch of religious loonies would have chosen to input into their ascension machine's doorways before they were all eaten by their so-called gods.
Try heaven.
I'll try anything once, but really, Zaltrino? Zaltrino, you're starting to scare me.
I'm starting to scare myself.
Let's just get back to the TARDIS, okay?
Absolutely.
We made it.
Thank goodness. Now we just have to warn the Doctor about it all and we can be on our way.
I don't think either of you will be going anywhere.
Who are you?
Guy knows. Don't you, Guy?
Watcher. What do you want now?
The same thing I've wanted every other time we've met. Immortality.
That's what you're after?
Freedom and life. That is what I'm after. An end to being fate's puppet. And the Doctor's going to give it all to me. You see, I've prepared a little surprise for him.
What manner of devilry is that?
It looks like a crucifix. Only what's all that circuitry around it?
Psychic dampeners. Energy buffers. It's much more complicated than it looks. I thought you'd appreciate the imagery, though. The Doctor certainly will when I nail him to it.
You're not getting anywhere near the Doctor.
On the contrary. He'll be coming out of the TARDIS in a minute or two to look for the both of you. And when he does, the device will activate, incapacitate his mind, drive psychic dampeners into his skull, latch onto him with a force field, and, if you'll pardon the expression, crucify him.
Not if we warn him first. Now out of the way!
I've already foreseen this, you know. I know how it ends. Even if you were a great swordsman, I could still beat you. You can beat any swordsman if you know where he intends to strike.
We shall see.
Zaltrino, wait!
You see? Easily beaten. I think we'll put you back below this hatchway. Keep you out of the way until the time is right.
Get your hands off him. You still have to deal with me.
Yes, I do, don't I?
I won't let you harm the Doctor.
Now, Guy, all I need you to do is call the Doctor over here so that he's in range of my machine.
Never.
You forget, Guy, I've already foreseen it all. I know how this ends.
I'll never betray him.
Actually, you won't need to.
Ah!
It was kind of your friend to bring a sword along
right
for me.
The guts.
I'd have hated to have to carry one all this way on my own. That's a fatal stroke, Guy. You'll be dead in a few minutes. It's your fate. Don't fight it.
Guy? Zaltrino? I've completed the repairs. Are you there?
Doctor, get away from here. Go back to the TARDIS.
Guy!
Doctor, no!
Guy, look, hold on. I'll get you into the TARDIS.
No.
Yes. Perfect.
Doctor!
Guy.
Yes. Poor Guy. I handpicked him, you know. Knew just the right characteristics to look for. You needed a companion, you see. You were in danger of going all solitary, retiring from the game for a few centuries for some peace and meditation. Especially after those two false starts who wouldn't stick around. And on that path, I couldn't touch you. You needed someone to push you onward. An apprentice for you to train. A new voice to keep you from feeling lonely in the dark. Luckily, fate sent you the right man for the job. You can't fight fate, Doctor. And I am fate. The living embodiment of chaos theory. I know which butterfly has to flap its wings to start a cyclone in Tokyo. Cause and effect. Ebb and flow. Time and tide.
Time?
Yes, time. And it's your time now, Doctor. Your time to end.
I won't give up. I'll never give up.
No. No, you really won't, will you? I must thank you, though. I really have enjoyed our little dance through time and space. But I'm afraid this really is the end. Goodbye, Doctor. There now. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Can't give up. Must hold on. But how can I beat him? Fate, time, actions, and consequences. I've always had to admit defeat to them. Forces of nature that even I can't stand against. And if that's what the Watcher is, then how can
Doctor!
Guy? Guy! Oh, he told me you were dead. Is that where we are now? Am I dead now, too? No, that can't be right. This is my head, isn't it? I can feel it. The last traces of life clinging onto the edge of my mind.
Doctor, listen to me. There isn't much time. I'm communicating to you through the telepathic circuits of the TARDIS. You have to remember what happened, Doctor. You have to know what's going on.
What is going on? Guy, I don't think I can stop him.
You have to! Doctor, listen to me. I think I know what he's after. He knows the future. He's human, or at least half human, a mortal man. He knows he's going to die. He's looking for a new body, a way to live forever and travel the endless paths of time unhindered.
How do you know?
Doctor, just listen to me. Don't you see? I think it's obvious. I think he wants to take over your body.
My body?
Doctor, think. Don't you remember what happened? Where we are? Think back. Try to remember what happened when we first landed here.
Yes. We were in the TARDIS. You and me and Zaltrino.
Do you remember now, Doctor? Do you remember what happened?
Yes. Yes, I remember.
I crawled into the TARDIS. I'm using the telepathic circuits to communicate with you.
Look, you need to get to the infirmary. There are technologies there that can heal you, but you must hurry. If not treated soon, that wound will be fatal.
I know, but I needed to warn you. I believe the Watcher is trying to take over your body.
No, Guy, you're wrong. He wants to use my body as a conduit. But I'm not his ultimate aim.
Then what?
He wants an immortal body, an all-powerful body, a body with which he'll be free to travel through all of time and space. He doesn't want my body, Guy. He wants another one altogether. He wants to put his mind into the body of the TARDIS.
In The Ouroboros Heart, Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar, Kane Major, the Ebullient Zaltrino, Jacob Aldridge, the Watcher, Bill Billingsley, and the Old Man was played by Vitol Tietze. The Ouroboros Heart was written by Darren Jordan. The production secretary was David Hutchinson. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. The title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. The incidental music was by Simon Smith. and post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Ouroboros Heart was produced by Matthew Kopelke and directed by Matthew Kopelke and Gareth Preston. Copyright 2003, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.